Ashley DeSena joins us now from Hillsboro. And did you come down from Hillsboro?
Well, I practically swam here from Raleigh.
Yeah. What is it like out there? Because I've been in this windowless room for the last couple of hours. So what actually is it?
It's coming down. It's pretty torrential. But traffic is okay for now.
Okay, yeah. That at least is the good news. But everyone's just sort of taking it easy. So
yes.
we're getting to the end of 2015. I know we've got a specific topic that we want to talk about today, but before we get to that, take a look back at 2015. I've been putting together the year in review for Orange County and for Chapel Hill all year long. In your opinion, have been the biggest stories locally that you can remember? I know you ran for office, so you were kind of caught up in that for a few months.
Right. That of course immediately comes to mind when I was running for the Hillsborough Town Board that occupied July through
a little bit,
November of this year. So any issue dealing with that Hillsborough faced during that time was something that was at my top priority. But the county as a whole, I mean, I think that
Hillsborough was really big. Like, there's a lot of stuff that happened in Hillsborough this year.
Yes. I mean, there's the whole just recognition of Hillsborough as a cool small town. And then
is that January, February?
I think early this year. And then so it's gotten a lot of really great attention in the media, and so that's incredibly fantastic. But is the county as a whole. Caught me off guard.
We're going to have to focus on Chapel Hill, but there's a lot that happened in Hillsborough. You've got that at the beginning of the year. You had the Colonial Inn, the Confederate Memorial in the middle of the year. You had, I don't know, how many different developments that happened or are happening or getting approved or the hospital going in.
Right. Hillsborough's growing really quickly.
Yeah, it really is. So, Hillsborough is, and the topic that we are here to talk about today is a vote that is happening or has happened.
It happened about a couple of weeks ago, I think. Maybe December 14th, I want to say.
And this was a vote by the Hillsborough Town Board. And this is something that has been done by municipalities. And we've seen sort of a little wave of this for quite a few years across the country. And Hillsborough made this vote a couple of weeks ago to recognize traditional Columbus Day. So what is that, the second Monday in October?
Yes.
My birthday is October 12th, and that is the actual day that Columbus landed. So I'm always like, Columbus Day observed. That's stupid. But recognizing the observed Columbus Day as Indigenous People. Day, so recognizing the Native American side of that encounter as opposed to the Colombian side of that encounter. So,
Well, and Hillsborough was the third, of the towns in Orange County to do that this year. I think Carrboro and Chapel Hill passed resolutions that were quite similar to Hillsborough's in October. I think maybe they were both done before the traditional Columbus Day observance.
Right.
But Hillsborough, for whatever reason,
doing it in December and just holding on to it for 10 months.
Doing it in December, but I think that there is a sort of a call from Carrboro and Chapel Hill for Hillsborough, and then probably also the Orange County commissioners to support Indigenous Peoples Day as well.
So you're the resident conservative of WCHL. What's your take on it?
I think it's really interesting. It's complicated. I feel a little conflicted about it, to be honest, because in my previous professional career and all my educational training is in history, and so I think it's really important for people to get an accurate representation of European explorers, what they did, not just Columbus, but the effects that it had on the Native population. Mm-hmm. We need to learn history as close to, how we can gather through documents and material cultures as to how it happened. And so I do want us, as a culture to have an understanding of that history, and that, it's not just Columbus and three ships and he discovered the New World. I mean, he didn't really discover it because there are people already here.
Yeah. Opened up further exploration and
right. I don't want to have too simplified of a picture. I mean, maybe that's fine for elementary school students, but even then, they should be learning about the Native people who lived here. So I really can appreciate it from that perspective, but I just felt like the way the resolution is worded And granted, Hillsborough's is not even as adamant in its language as Carrboro and Chapel Hill's resolutions are. But it just seemed to be kind of, I almost see it as an extension of the issues surrounding the Confederate flag earlier this year, as well as in Confederate memorials, and then also what you've seen on college campuses recently with renaming buildings and doing away with monuments and things like that. And
what actually is the wording?
Sure.
What were you thinking about there?
Okay.
I know the resolution is like a page long, but
it's short. I mean, and it's kind of a mostly upbeat, recognizing the second Monday of October as Indigenous Peoples Day. And so it starts out with saying the people of Hillsborough recognize that nations of Indigenous peoples have lived upon this land known as the Americas since time immemorial, and that they've made contributions culturally and economically to the town, and focusing on the Oconeechee Band of the Saponi Nation, which is a recognized tribe in North Carolina. And it also gives a little bit of background on how this sort of movement got started, which was in 1990, I think. I think the first town to do this was Berkeley, California, and other towns across the nation have adopted the second Monday in October as Indigenous Peoples Day over time. So Hillsborough, you know, Chapel Hill, or Carrboro are hardly the first. So, you know, it's closes by saying that it's reaffirming a commitment toward reconciliation among all peoples.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I when I read that, I think, you know, well, were we divided? You know, I think it's sort of a little bit of a, the language is divisive in a way, because it's trying, I feel like it's almost pitting us in two different groups and in an identity politics kind of sense. And, you know, and it also makes claims, I think, that are maybe a little too ambitious, like that this will help Indigenous people who live in Hillsborough close the equity and opportunity gap. I mean, it's a symbolic document at best. I don't know how much concrete effect it's going to have.
That's the case with resolutions in general, though, right? I mean, like, pretty...
Right.
Like, and they're all going to... And I always have the same exact opinion. Like, whenever I hear a town passing a resolution, you know, recognizing this or commemorating that or taking a stance on this or that, it's always like, well, you know, that's not going to have that... Like, it's a nice thing to do for 15 minutes in a meeting, but it's not going to have that big of an impact. And to the extent,
right.
and the extent that it does have an impact, and I know Carrboro and Chapel Hill in particular are particularly proud of the fact that they were sort of out in front, and I know Carrboro in particular over Chapel Hill, but both towns are really proud of the fact that they were really out in front on the gay rights movement. Like, they were passing resolutions back in the 90s, and, like, they were resolutions. They weren't binding. They weren't doing anything, but it was one resolution that led to another, that led to another, that led to another, that led to a movement, that led to change, that led to actual substantive like change in society. And it's not until you're 15 steps down the road that you even begin to see any indirect effects, but you kind of do begin to see the indirect effects 15 steps down the road if other communities get on board.
Sure. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. I mean, I think you have to start somewhere, essentially.
Yeah.
I think where it can eventually lead to, you know, more equitable income status if that's your goal. I would say that's not, you know, that's not mine as somebody who's more of a classical liberal.
Yeah. Someone made the really good point that it's not so much about equality as sort of like the rising tide.
Sure, opportunity.
Everyone. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll say that, but you know, it's not replacing Columbus Day. It's neatly sidestepping that because it actually can't, because that's a
federal
holiday.
Yeah,
and so, you know, instead, this is offering an alternative commemoration, which it's, as it says, you know, Hillsborough will observe from now on, and instead of Columbus Day. And so, you know, it, that's fine, broadening the commemorative landscape. Mm-hmm. I think that's good for people to have the opportunity to commemorate things that are important to them in the way that they want to. But, you know, that's the same argument that I made when it came to, you know, Confederate memorials and, mm-hmm. and other controversial things. But at the same time, I feel that this is, because this is an official proclamation, you know, this has the power of government behind it, mm-hmm. you know, it's assigning, you know, a preference. It's, and it's not just that, but it's assigning historical guilt into historical virtue. And so, you know, it's clearly indicating that you're, to me, I'll mm-hmm. say that, it indicates to me that people of European descent should feel guilt for the things that they, their ancestors did, not that they did. So, you know, that's more the issue that I had with this resolution. And I doubt that anybody who took part in crafting this resolution would agree with that. They would say their goal is not to shame, because that's in conversations with other people. They're right, like, right. I did not get that at all. They're just trying to say that their Columbus is maybe not somebody that we should recognize. And maybe he's not. But, you know, to me, I've always felt like Columbus Day was more representative of exploration and just this human desire to seek out new things. And yes, there are terrible consequences. Mm-hmm. I think that's obvious. But, you know, if we could, you know, have it evolve into something more as just like human discovery, something like that, that would be, you know, preferable to me, instead of just sort of, you know, pitting two separate groups against one another.
I gotta let you go in just a second, but sure. one more question, because this, you brought this up, and it has always fascinated me, like the opposition to the government, like the government officially taking a stance and assigning like this side is right, yes. and this side is wrong. Is it the fact that government is taking the stance at all that's objectionable, or is it that, like, are there circumstances in which government should take a stance and say this side is right and this side is wrong?
Well. Oh, gosh. Well, with commemoration, I kind of wish we could just privatize all of it.
Yeah.
That would make it so much easier. I mean, you wouldn't have Confederate memorial controversies if it was all, you know, in private, people's private memorials and private land.
Or you'd still have the controversy.
Well, I mean, people would still, you know, maybe perhaps rightly express
their opinions.
It
wouldn't be in the legislature.
Opinions, but it wouldn't be so political. I mean, this is ultimately something that comes down to who has political power, mm-hmm. and they use that to change culture, mm-hmm. To exert cultural power. And so,
I suppose it's actually the same argument that people would have made against, like, Silent Sam 100 years ago, too, right?
In what sense?
Like, it's the people in power imposing this particular,
exactly. So, you know, if people are really being discriminated against, I mean, government exists to protect our rights, and so that's their first and only priority, in my opinion. So they should definitely step in when that's the case, but when it comes to commemoration, I just feel like it would be easier if they did not choose sides in that.
All right. Well, mark your calendars one way or the other for Columbus/Indigenous Peoples Day, which actually was on October 12th this year. I was very excited about it. I think it was actually celebrated on my birthday, like it should be.
Good. Yeah, it should.
All right. Ashley DeSena, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.